Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and... 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news... Leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? We have listeners of this podcast that we affectionately refer to as climbers. Send in their song titles. Send in as many as you want to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. It's info@daredevilproduction.com. Please put STC or song title challenge in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then I go scouring through all the emails. I try to pick out a title that I think might be fun. And we spring it live as we're recording this on the podcast to Brent and our esteemed guest. And then the three of us, we got to maybe dig trenches here for the next 20 minutes to try to find 5 or 6 different conceptual angles on, you know, where to go with the lyrics, like how to write it. It's not so much about the lyrics, although that sometimes happens, as much as it is about how can we twist this around and do something that's just like really cool on that title so that when people see it, it blows your mind. This is a great exercise. Number one, this is something you should be doing as a songwriter before you get into the room so that when you come in and you drop the title and they're like, oh, I don't know. But you're like, but hold on, this is where I want to go with it. And like, oh, you know, right on, you know, and now they're interested. Also, it's the difference between good and great. It's the difference between taking a song title that maybe, you know, where you're not, no matter what, you're not going to be winning before you're spinning, so to speak. But when people hear it, they're like, just completely, it's an unexpected route. And it's that kind of creative, you know, what do you say, Brent? It's to get to the platinum, you got to dig through the gold.
Yeah, and the dirt and then the gold. And yep.
Yeah. And then the final thing, this is like a really great exercise to breathe energy back into the song titles that had enough stank on them to get into your title book, into your hook book, right? So you put them in there and sometimes nothing happens for a little while and then the energy starts to fade on it. But Brent, you've gone back through some of your earliest titles in your almost, what, 5,000 title hook book.
Yeah. Something like that.
And done this exercise, 15 minutes of work, man. And then boom, you're getting cuts and, you know, it's turning stuff around. So there's still gold in that hook book. Yeah. And here's a way to just go back in and mine it a little bit more, right?
Yeah, because a title is just words. A title is not an idea. It's what you make those words mean.
Yeah.
That means something. And so this is to help encourage you to do that.
That's right. So today, our guest, I'm super excited about because this is like I bought this Cat's Records, man, when I was doing the artist thing. So I am stoked to have. I'm going to let you do the intro and now I'm going to smack some more love on top of that. OK,
that's right. I know Johnny got so excited when I sent him a text. I said, I got so and so for the podcast. Like, dude! So this is fun. So today's guest is a 30-year music industry veteran. I first heard of his band back in my Batesville, Arkansas days. It was like through a radio ad promoting a show in like Little Rock or Memphis or something. That's when I first like, ooh, this band? And years later, we got to be buddies a little bit, got to know him a little bit. He was working for Anchor Down Music in Nashville, working on like at a publishing company. So he was nice enough to let me in the door and write with some of their writers and stuff. And currently, man, he is back on the road. They got the band back together.
Yes.
And they're on the road making records. The band was, back in the day, they were on A&M Records. They were the first band from Memphis, Tennessee to get a video on MTV. So that's to represent some of the songs, Walking Shoes, Guilty. They had a song on the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure soundtrack, which I didn't know that till like years later. Like, you know, we'd already known each other, and like, somehow I'm watching the movie or something. I see that, or Matt Klein told me, dude, I might have texted you. But anyway, the band is Tora Tora, and the writer is Anthony Corder. Anthony, welcome to The Climb.
Welcome.
Yeah, and thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to be here. This is awesome. I love what you guys do. Love it.
Thank you, man. It's going to be fun. Johnny, slather on that extra love.
Hey, well, you know, I met Anthony first. We were on a panel together, I think, on the Rockin' Pod, which is like a podcasting and rock and roll event that a mutual friend of ours puts on. So that was kind of stoked because we get to hang out and get to know each other and just the sweetest guy in the whole world. But first of all, he's got a new record out that I have not heard yet that I'm excited to go back and hear because it's the original members, which is great. So, you know, we're going to send you there at the end of this episode after we get through the song title challenge here. But man, those records, like, they're great. You got to go back and listen to them because, first of all, for me, like, it just, this is back in the hairband days. This is how they were marketed. But it wasn't trite. It was blues based. The guitar sounds are monstrous and just super authentic sound. And if you listen to those records, you just know that you go see that band live, that's how they sound. You know what I mean? It's just that cool. So there's few bands back in the day that could really, you know, pull that off and just have that kind of prowess and musicianship and who just had that magic when they were together. I mean, it's just four guys, you know. But Anthony, welcome to the show, man. I'm so happy that you said yes, bro.
Oh, yeah. Thank y'all so much for having me, man. It's my pleasure. Looking forward to this.
So let's do this challenge. The challenge part of it is to, once again, it's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to pop a title out here in a second. We do demand an invite to the number one party.
Yes.
Anthony, there's no guardrails here. It's not a guardrails for country or rock or rap or Christian music, whatever, man. It's just like, if you think up a way that this could work in any genre, spit it out. There's no right or wrong answer. What was the, I had another point. I forgot what I was going to say. So
it's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. Use any of it. Use none of it. You might have already.
I did hit that. I hit that.
I've heard it over 100 times. So it all blends together.
This is the title here. So this is Kay Mott. I feel like we've done one of hers before, or at least maybe she's in this email folder a lot. She seems familiar to me. Like I've seen.
She's definitely familiar to me. She just had a song at the Play for Publisher event with Michael August. That was a good song that she wrote with our buddy Paul DeMarco. Ooh. And so she's in the world, man. She's in the world.
Oh, man, you know, I just saw Mike DeMarco posted about that or something. Like they got a sync on it or something, I think. Right. And or something with her. I think that's where I saw her name too. Like, so cool. So thank you, Kay, for sending this in.
Yes.
Here's the title. The title is Diesel Therapy.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Diesel Therapy.
Diesel Therapy. All right. Cool. Thank you, Mott.
So I got a hot take on this right off the bat.
Good, because here's always my moment of fear and anxiety when you first hear the title and the red light is on. Okay.
I think, first of all, I think there's a lot of ways that you can go with this, which is really cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to mind that I remember is that when I was in my teens, when I was first starting to go to concerts and everything, everybody listens to my podcast knows like I've just had horrible sinuses my whole life, you know, but they were like a little bit better. They were always crappy, but they were a little bit better when I was younger. And I would remember going into the venue, like the arena or whatever, and just smelling the freaking diesel fumes from the tour buses, man. And it used to make my nipples hard. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I just was like, this is the coolest effing thing ever. This is what I'm going to do with my life. But just a matter of work and time before I get onto that bus. But that was like diesel therapy. You know, to me, that's just like, man, getting on there and traipsing across the country and playing in front of people. Like, this could be a great song that could be just about the road, you know, like a turn the page kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that ballady, but I thought, you know, that's some great diesel therapy. I need some diesel therapy. Like, I just need to go play, connect with people and do that. I mean, maybe you should write this song, dude, because you were just talking before we turned the red light on. You're like, well, all the kids are out of the house now.
Yeah.
And now they're going a little crazy. And so we got back into creativity. Let's get back on the road. And your bass player, too, overcoming cancer.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, I want to, like, I just want to go play. Like, this is what I was born to do. And it could be that kind of therapy, right?
Man, I'm telling you, there's something about that engine, man. Man, it makes me think that therapy was... I mean, I guess I come from an artist perspective of it, thinking of it right off the bat would be just that the engine putting you to sleep Like, I love being on the road. That image of the highway and the lines going by, I mean, that's a million nights talking to the bus driver, you know? So that is one. I love what you said about the smell of the diesel. That's definitely something that I would think about too. Something about the engine, you know, just the hum of that.
Because the diesel, first thing I thought of too was like the smell of that, but just the hum of the, you know, the diesel, just the engine.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm rolling down the road, man. That definitely, that imagery comes to life right away. And, you know, a lot of people like to drive around riding. They get on the road and they get out in the open where the sky is the big, you know, the big windshield. There's a big open sky out in front of you where you can think of all these ideas. So that the imagery of that, of getting on the highway, you know, I was thinking that I'm not trying to do the Steppenwolf angle, get out on the highway, but I was thinking of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like that feeling of getting out. Diesel therapy, there's freedom, people driving trucks. I was thinking about it. You know, musician friends of mine did that for a living. Like if they weren't busy on the road, a lot of people had to scramble, you know, especially after we went through COVID. I guess we think about that too. And diesel therapy could be related to that, where you say, I'm just ready to get out, you know, and get connected. I think what you said most important was about us connecting with other people. And that diesel therapy thing kind of gets you to the mind of, man, I just want to get out on the open road and get out and get connected to everybody. We need each other, you know, as social people, as social beings. I mean, I guess I think that was one lesson we got out of COVID. But yeah, diesel therapy, it takes you to a lot of different places.
Mm.
It makes it where it's relatable to people that are, you know, from an artist perspective, you're thinking of it traveling. The other side of it is the guy that's helping you get to all those places from his perspective, the guy that drives you and takes you and works on the, I mean, God, man, we had our engines break down a bunch of times. The guy would save us to get us to the next spot. So, you know, there's elements of that, I guess.
Well, that's different. Like, I didn't think about that perspective of the bus driver, man. Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
He sees all different kinds of artists, all different kinds of bullshit. And, you know, his take on what is he doing? You know, like, what is he like that? And there's got to be, like, it takes a certain kind of personality to connect with that, right?
Yeah.
And
it's corralling, you know. Herding up cats, man, when you're dealing with a bunch of creative people, they're all floating around a thousand things.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess a tour manager is more that. Every driver we ever had, you kind of had to have a gruff, you know, little element to yourself, a kind of a bulldog to get the people under control, you know, when it was time to roll on. Because they're on the clock, you know, they're thinking about, I got to get miles down the road. And when you get to that point of buses and all that kind of stuff, I just remember I was thinking I could sleep, like, the diesel therapy that we're talking about, because we were crammed in a little 15 passenger van, you know, and I was in some kind of contorted position and crammed in behind the equipment or something, trying to get some sleep. And we saw a bus for the first time. It was just glimmering. The guy just watched it. It came around a corner. It was like I have a movie. It came slow motion and it pulled up. It was a Silver Eagle. I'll never forget it. We were in Washington, D.C. And the guy opened it up. And the very first thing is, he goes, this is your home. You're going to respect it. All we were thinking is, we're going to party. I mean, we're ready. But he was like, this is your home. You got to, you know, be respectful of it. But anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get so.
No, that's good stuff there. I mean, that there's so much furniture in what you just said, you know, specificity.
I mean, and that's the thing for climbers out there listening, you know, a title will spark a conversation. The conversation sparks the real life stuff.
Yeah.
And like, Anthony, you said something that really hit me for this. For this particular angle is like sitting in the front talking to the bus driver, you know, like late at night, whatever, like, man, that kind of therapy session. Now, I haven't been on the road much. I've been, you know, a little bit on riding trips. And yeah, there's that thing, sit up in the front, you know, sit with the guys in the lounge, whatever. There's the hum of the engine sleeping in the little bitty coffin sized bunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, that was the first thing I thought of, too, is like road life,
mm-hmm.
which could be like a definite rocking mm-hmm. thing that's just about need a little diesel therapy, you know, in the road. And
then
bring it into like seeing the fans and everything. If you want to go there, like, you know, seeing
the
diesel therapy, or it could be a little more. A little more ballady, a little more turn the page, or a little more every rose has its thorn, a little more, you know, thoughtful or whatever of, you know, late nights, you know, talking life and looking out at the stuff and trying to find some peace or whatever and drifting off to the hum of the engine. So there are a few ways just within that kind of feels like a rock world to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It could be country too, because like you just had mentioned that your first bus, when you guys got out of the van and onto the bus, that happened in someplace specific, Washington, D.C. Like you never forgot that, you know?
Yeah.
So imagine like being able to somehow relate the content of a conversation that you're having with that bus driver to like in each verse, maybe to like a specific city that you're passing through. Mm-hmm. And that sparks the conversation. It's all about humanity. It's all about us getting along, you know, in the same vein of the good stuff or mm-hmm. like one of those deep conversations that you're having with somebody. You know, when you're surrounded by chaos, it's nice to find a lily pad of reason and peace and quiet. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
But here's something else. Like, what if it's so here, that's in the context of a tour bus, but you know, Greyhounds, they work on diesel too.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl that I dated back in college, and her mom used to say, you know, if you think you're in love with somebody, what you need to do, and this again, like she attributed this to a train, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, go on a long train ride with somebody because you're crammed into this little space, and it's like you're gonna find out where some of the bigger potholes are, if there are any to be had.
Yeah,
but in that sense, like finding yourself across traveling on a Greyhound bus, seeing America and getting to know yourself, or on a train, I think that's cool.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Talking about that makes me think of like counseling. If there's a way to tell her, like, we need a little diesel therapy, let's get the RV, or I don't know if RVs run on diesel or whatever.
Sure, the bigger ones do. Sure.
Yeah, like, and let's hit the road and get to know each other again. A little diesel therapy, like relationship therapy almost. That could be more kind of a love thing. Or it could be like, if it's a country thing, more of a third person. Like, they've been married for whatever, and the kids are out of the nest kind of thing, and they're just getting to know each other again. A little deep therapy.
That is true. That's a great one.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or retirement or whatever, and RVN or something. That could be, I mean, that could be anything from like a, you know, Jimmy Buffett, where it's kind of folky kind of country, a little beachy. You know, you could do that kind of vein, even to this character study of these Billy whoever, and they're going out. And so it has, maybe they're going to the beach somewhere. Could do that kind of thing. It made me think of, you know, of a truck driver too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of, I need that diesel therapy. Like Anthony, you were talking about, you know, the freedom, the world through the windshield, and just being able to just like do this thing and get from A to B and kind of find my zen, you know, on the highway.
Yes, man. It's endless possibilities. And it's what you said, a new chapter, you know, even personally finding yourself something, a new adventure for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Also, man, it reminds me of kind of switching gears, but like race cars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. You know, we had friends that did the dirt track circuit, you know, that we had our logos put on the cars and all that. And they brought us here in Nashville to the tracks, see all that. And that, right when you walk up, you know, they're like, hey, keep your head on a pivot, because these cars, once they start, they don't have brakes and they run over people all the time. And you're like in there, but they're taking you to a truck. Their whole existence is in the back of this. I mean, it was like a, I don't know, gigantic $300,000 trailer that's got the car parked in it. They got the cooler, the kitchen, the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're in there fixing the cars, and that's how they're seeing the world, man. That resonates with a lot of people. Diesel therapy, like, that's the adrenaline of it, being at the race, feeling the I don't know if y'all have ever done any of those kind of things, where the Coca-Cola 500 or racing diesel therapy. That's their way they get off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thought of thinking of it, like the racing and energetic, and I'm trying to think of what I'm really trying to say. And it's inclusive till you get into a certain group of people. It's a very loyal fan base. So you kind of find your tribe of people that you associate with. So diesel therapy, that could be like talking engines or about the cars or the individual drivers, the loyalty to the brand, you know, those kind of things. So that could be kind of cool.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Be a cool thing for an artist that is like tied into that NASCAR world, or
yes, man,
or that kind of like has that, no pun intended, lane, or screw it, lane as an artist, and where they can get in with those fans who get that, you know, and the merch opportunities are pretty nice, you know, t-shirts and bumper stickers. I need some diesel therapy.
Yes, man, that's true, man.
How about like, and this could go rock or it could go country. I mean, I could see this like Bruce Springsteen, or I could see this with just about any male country artist, but how about something down the road of more of a blue collar approach to it? And you're talking about the mechanic.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
The yes, mechanic, I love that.
You know, and maybe your dad was a mechanic and you got diesel therapy, the learning about life and how to hold yourself, how to carry yourself, when to talk, when to shut up.
Yeah.
And you know, all that underneath the, you know, working on trucks or something like that with your
yes, pop, man. You know?
Yeah.
This is great. That's awesome, man. Life skills. I love what you said. That's amazing. That's a really cool. That's a great concept. Teaching you about life. That.
What kind of fuel did tractors run on? Farm tractors. Is that gas or is that diesel?
Yeah.
I think diesel probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tractor. So, I mean, I know some guys that just, you know, there's a Canadian artist I've worked with, Drew Gregory, that he's a, by golly, he's a farmer, you know, when he's not on the road. Like he is out on there doing that diesel therapy. Like I'm in here all day. This is the office view, you know, corner office, got a four corner office, you know, up in that tractor and just making straight rows or whatever.
Yeah.
And that could definitely be a more of a country, even bluegrass thing. I'm not sure how much you'd say therapy and bluegrass, but
yeah, no, I love it.
As long as it's on the beat, I think you can get away with it.
Yeah, man, I love what both of those like perspectives, you know, angles on it, because it's talking to you about a trade, you know, and talking about sacrifice. You could go to a lot of places with that. Like people could relate to that, of how people, you know, come before them, the sacrifices they made to give you something better, you know, a better life. And the trades themselves, man. I mean, it's crazy because we're so caught up in technology and stuff that you think about it when something happens to you, to your vehicle or your house, even plumbing or whatever trade, skilled trades like that, that you relate to people in the blue collar place where you say, damn, you know, I take this stuff for granted. And then now I got to find somebody that I trust.
Yeah.
That's going to tell me that, right?
Yeah.
Way to fix this and be ethical about it, because I'm not exactly sure what just happened. But I love both of those, talking about it from a blue collar kind of perspective. That's super relatable to a lot of audience, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. And just kind of melding a couple of those together would be more of a kind of a three act play kind of thing. So probably could be more of a country thing, but, you know, start with the blue collar, the guy that's working on this tour bus, you know, just to get it up and running. And that's kind of his zen place. That's his happy place, to make a sound guy, get it humming. And that's his diesel therapy, is like in the garage working on this bad boy to get ready.
Yeah.
And then you like go to the bus driver, you know, who maybe had a fight with his wife and he's kind of glad to be gone for a couple of days. Yeah. Open highway. And he's just like, it's good. It's this is my diesel therapy. And then like a third verse or a bridge or something, you got the super, you know, the rock star up in the front who's just trying to figure out life, and they're talking about it.
God, yeah, that's awesome.
All based around the tour bus. That's cool.
Tour bus, it's the same vehicle as the vehicle for like all these.
It's all these subplots happening on the tour bus. That's genius, dude.
Yeah.
Tour buses change life.
That is cool, man. Yeah. When the guy sees it, he gets the satisfaction of seeing, when you said he gets the engine going and everything, the effect, you know, how powerful one person is. You know, I super believe in that everybody, each one of us have superpowers, man. You don't realize how much you influence somebody else, man.
Yeah.
Just the effect you have. And in a literal sense, that is what happens with him. So that's a pretty cool concept. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know what else I'm thinking of right now? I'm thinking of Anthony, you probably don't know this, but you can see Brent in a music video with his brother-in-law. Okay. And his brother-in-law, and I think Brent, I don't know if you were in on this song or not, but you're definitely.
Anthony knows Matt Klein.
Yes, man. I love Matt. He's so great. He's super talented.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's how I met Anthony, was probably through Matt.
Yeah, we met through their plugger, Sabrina.
Sabrina, yeah.
We met through one of their publishing reps. We worked across the street from each other, and we used to get out of our car at the same time every morning. We kind of waved at each other, and finally we went, we got to talk to each other. I see you like every morning. And we ended up going to lunch together and became, I mean, I'm still friends with her to this day. I just saw her at Christmas.
Oh, cool.
That's just so crazy. But I love Matt. He's super talented, man. He's crazy.
Yeah, super talented. So they got this song, Greasy Rider, where Matt took a diesel Mercedes and changed it around, right, to so that
I remember this.
It would fucking run off of like used
cooking oil,
restaurant grease.
Cooking oil. Yes, cooking oil. I know. Yeah. I saw it.
Yeah,
I remember it. Yeah. Do you remember where the pie wagon was?
Yeah.
On Row and Division. It's not there anymore. So I think it's a Mexican restaurant now. But I remember him.
Oh, I know where.
It was across from the hotel, whatever hotel that is. But anyway, I would see him with his car. He would come in to do rights and stuff in that building I was working in. It's the old Fair and Young building, I guess is what it's called to everybody else. But he had that car. I'm not kidding. It was incredible.
Yeah, you smell it before you saw it. Like, it was like Pie Wagon's doing a lot of like funnel cakes today or something. You're French fries. Oh, and you're like, no, it's fine.
That was one of his favorite stops. When it weren't for the food,
exactly. Fill her up.
It might have been. Maybe that's what it was.
But okay, so on that note, right? Like, on one hand, you've got the freedom of, it takes freedom to another level. And I get this feeling, like, this is one of the reasons why I love Matt Klein, but he's like, I'm not paying gas tax. Yeah. I am off the grid, right? Like, I found a way, and he's recycling, grease and stuff. And it all makes sense to him and to me on that. But on the other hand, like in a Red Barchetta kind of a way from Rush, right? Like, there's probably some special cars that you could find that just how a car can mean something to somebody.
Yeah.
That are diesel engine vehicles, especially older ones, like an old Mercedes, like that old Mercedes, it's just seeing that specific model in so many movies and stuff, and it's dignified and just, it can mean all this different stuff, but it's like, you get out on that road and you're just driving yourself and it's like diesel therapy because it's, and that would be, the specificity would be the vehicle itself more than the diesel engine. It would just kind of be about the car and the fact that it had a diesel engine, maybe,
That's awesome. That's so cool.
You can go into the history of the car and what all happened and the girl that, used to ride around, shotgun beside you and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it makes me think of that song, Riding with Private Malone, I think from Tom Tepper wrote it, David Ball. Mm-hmm. It's that story of, I'm thinking it'd be a different story than a ghost story about a soldier, but just like there's that history and maybe it's an old car and you're pulling it out.
Yes, man, this is great too.
Models kind of thing to remember some old days.
Putting the car together. That's amazing. That is. That's building.
I'll tell you what, we got a lot of good looks at it. I'll put the cap on it right here. Like, I needed therapy after Diesel on our first tour when we were up in Canada and we had a production and our road crew hauling around in a 24-foot Ryder frickin' truck with a diesel engine. And that, my friends, during the winter up in Canada is where we learn that diesel will turn into jello when it's too cold and you can't move the truck. And you need to put an additive in it to keep it from turning like literally into effing jello. So I needed therapy after that because we're like, why would this thing start? We don't know what the hell we're doing.
Man, holy cow.
But man, we got some great looks at that. I think there's so many different roads that you can go down there. I mean, we went farm, we went blue collar, we went, artists on a tour bus, and we went several different shades on that I think are cool.
Yeah.
Anthony, tell us about this new record, man. I'm stoked, bro. And why don't you come play in Nashville? Because I need to know, you need to text me and let me know when you're playing, because I'm going to come watch in Gurma.
We did a surprise show at Basement East with Grimey last time. I'll put the word out to everybody. It was kind of coming out of the hangover of COVID, and it was, short notice, but we'll definitely play Nashville again. Memphis is probably the next place close to you guys. That's going to be the middle of April, I think April 15th. Okay. It's a Saturday night, and we haven't played at home in 3 years. So to see us there is super special. I know everybody in the audience. When I look in the audience, I've stayed up till the sun came up with every person in that room probably when I was a little kid.
That's great.
And they were the people that launched us. They launched us on radio. They helped us get the record deal. They called MTV. They got us on tour. We went all over the world. So we're super indebted to them. We've known them our whole life. It's a really special place to see us. But as far as the records, we have the one for Frontiers is Bastards of Bill. You can find it on all your digital platforms. There's a live unplugged record. We recorded that in Memphis back in 2019. A little intimate setting, Lafayette's Music Room. It's a really famous venue in Memphis. And it was a limited EP, like a 5-song EP that we did during COVID to just keep new music coming out. And we've released 4 songs off a new collection. It's not pressed up yet, but you can find those at tourtourmusic.com. You can go on all your social media platforms. It's on YouTube. It's Trip the Light Fantastic. It's the first song. Little Girl Blue, kind of a dedication to Janis Joplin. It was the second song. Go Where the Love Is about going home is a really super special song. And we actually have a new remix version of that. We've got a collaborator, guest musician that's going to be sitting in on the new mix of that on the organ and piano and everything. And then we have a new song called Neptune Society that's out. They're all part of the same collection. We're kind of building towards pressing up some vinyl, I think, is what we've been doing singles only for this last project. And because we wondered, we put out three songs off the last record and we go, did anybody listen to the rest of the songs on the record? We put out a couple of sneak peeks and then we had a video that came out that we shot in Memphis. And we shot that video in the same building that we shot Walking Shoes, our first video. Handy WC Handy Hall on Bill Street.
Full circle.
And I walked with my sons and I said, the last time I was on the stage, I was your age and I was shooting my first video. So it was really kind of nostalgic, I guess, in a sense. Man. But anyway, we're headed out on the road. I'm headed to, if you're anywhere near Cincinnati or Indiana or Illinois, I'm headed there coming up on acoustic shows. And then the band will be announcing tours throughout the, we'll be on the Monsters of Rock in the end of April and then shows after that. So,
and what are the social handles for the band?
It's Tora Tora Band. You can find us on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, on TikTok, everywhere, YouTube. You can go on any of those places and just look up Tora Tora Band. It's T-O-R-A-T-O-R-A Band. And named after Van Halen, Women and Children First intro to their record.
That's right.
And you guys can check that out. And we'd love for you to listen to the new songs. We're super excited. Man, you know, I'm excited about being creative. That's what I was telling you at the beginning of this. It's just for anybody that's just starting or they're just kind of trying to decide if they're getting into it or whatever, it just gets more powerful, man. Like people wonder if you still do it or you stay with it or stay with it. But I think the older that you get, it gets more powerful. You get more. You don't take it for granted. And it's something, it's just a great outlet. And it's what y'all said about your title, it's therapy about things that we want to say. And you're saying something that somebody else, it's really important to them to hear it. So it's whether you're celebrating and having a party or it's something you're going through, that's you're working through your finances or your health or your work or whatever it is. So, I mean, it's just music is the most powerful thing. I mean, it's just had such a huge impact on my life. So anybody doing it, I'm excited for them. So
that's great.
Hey, brother, if anybody from your team or if you have like a link tree to the new music, like shoot that to me and we'll put that in the show notes. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, I'll send it over. I can definitely do that.
And also, if it's a new album, right? Or is it just singles?
Like, singles.
The single, the newest one, it just came out. It's called Neptune Society. Okay. It's really just a, I think we're all kind of still trying to process COVID. I think we're all kind of, we're going to have to get away from it a little bit, but it was just about us coming together. I think things got really kind of crazy with, or at least personally with me, social media and personal relationships and all that with health issues and politics and everything got all kind of messed up. I was just like, hey man, I want to celebrate diversity, man. Everybody kind of do what you want to. Go to your own personal health care professional and figure out what's best for you. But I've just felt a lot of division, and I thought music is a great resource to just talk to people about being inclusive and celebrating diversity and all that. And that was kind of the message. And I think that's what these songs were doing. I was trying to talk to the band about it. I think we're all kind of, and y'all know this because y'all are creative. You think of the same stuff is you kind of have to process it and you're trying to figure out ways to, I don't know, just reach out to people. I don't know, man. It's powerful.
Yeah.
No, it is powerful. But we'll put that in there. Make sure you send us whatever you want, like for an image, like if you have a media approved image for the band or if you want me to do like some artwork, some single artwork, something that we'll put on the show notes and everything and use for the graphic on this episode.
Yeah, I've got it. I'll send it right over to you.
Cool, buddy. Well, thank you so much for saying yes, Anthony.
Yeah, man.
This was so fun. I didn't have any idea that this was what we were actually going to do. I thought we were just talking about
right?
I love it. It was so thank fun. You. It was so fun.
April 15th, where's the venue? I know it's in Memphis.
It's going to be Minglewood Hall in Memphis. Minglewood, it's down in
Memphis. Are tickets on sale now?
They're not on sale yet. We just
are getting everything on approved. March like 2nd or 3rd. So
probably. Yeah, they should be coming out by March.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm going to come down. I'm going to get a hotel room, come down and watch your band that night.
You guys need to come. It's going to be so fun. We're kind of warming up for the Monsters of Rock cruise. And being at home, not being there for 3 years, is going to be important. We did Bill Street Music Fest, but, you know, that's a giant festival. So we did that last summer. But This one will be like ours where we can kind of have a good time with the audience. And it'll be a little bit more personal.
I love it, man. All right, Anthony. Well, thank you so much, guys. That brings us to the end of another Song Title Challenge. What a great get. Way to go, Brent. That's a great guest, man. Great get on the guest. That was not a misstatement. Send your song titles into info@daredevilproduction.com. Put STC on the subject line or song title challenge so I know what it is. And maybe you can have a rock star like Anthony Corder help flesh out which way we're going to go with that. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.